jazz bassist and composer Dave Holland, first went on the road as a teenager, more than 40 years ago. He stayed with jazz over the years, but recently he's gone from playing with a quintet to playing with a larger ensemble. This spring, Dave Holland has been touring with his big band, and they've released a new recording. The album's called Overtime, and it's out on Holland's own label, Dare 2 Records. Dave Holland joined us from our New York bureau shortly before his new CD came out. He talked about what it's like to play with and travel with his new big band.
We've managed to preserve the sort of family feeling we've developed in the quintet, and that's extended to the big band. We have a very nice time together as people. You know, so much of the music is about the people and the feeling they have together. I think it's a very important component of everything.
When you formed the quintet, you talked about strong musicians that have strong personalities, but they also have to be able to listen. Now that's exponentially larger. What is the character of the big band?
You know, the thing I like about the big band is the diversity. We've got a lot of different styles of players, and I enjoy thinking about which pieces to write for which players and how to frame their approach. And so it's kind of given a broader palette, not only in the orchestral colors, but also in the personalities of the people. You know, sometimes I think of it like a theater thing, where you've got a cast of characters and scenes that come on and off and people that play certain parts. And of course, with the big band, we have a lot more to it.
Give us an example of something that you've written for a player that is just new to the big band, not someone who was with the quintet.
Well, there's a piece from the Monterey Suite that's the third movement. It's called A Time Remembered, and the sort of mood of the piece is that moment when you're with your friends and you're remembering perhaps people that are no longer here, and it's a little bit of a sentimental kind of thing of remembering moments. And I gave the sort of one of the main roles in that piece to trumpet player Alex Sipiagan, who has a wonderfully sweet and lyrical sound, and particularly on the flugelhorn on which he's featured on this piece. The melody is a kind of plaintive melody, and I just really heard Alex playing that. And then the band kind of picks up tempo later, and it features Gary Smullyan, who has a wonderful, fluent approach to playing chord changes and very melodic in that sense. So that piece really frames those two styles, and hopefully I gave them a vehicle which they're comfortable with. You know, that's what I'm always thinking about when I'm writing, is how to present the musicians with something that is going to give them something that they can get their teeth into and really do, really shine in their own way, in their own particular personality.
If you see essentially a piece of music like a play, and now you have a big band, which means you've got a big cast, and it allows you to play with an orchestra, the third part of the Monterey Suite, which we were talking about, A Time Remembered, I mean, that is really more orchestral than anything else. I wonder, now that you are working with this band, do you have any interest in doing film or television scoring, or doing something that really is a great outlet for symphonically oriented music?
I have to say, right now, my ambitions are pretty much within the realm of what I'm doing now. You know, I'm just trying to continue to learn as much as I can about writing for the larger ensemble. Certainly, I mean, to be honest, I didn't think I would ever really get it together to write for the big band. It was sort of intimidating. But when I finally got to do it, I said, well, it's like anything else. You learn as you go. And, you know, I was happy with the way it was developing. So I'm going to just continue with that right now.
You're a renowned bass player, and the second part of the Monterey Suite, it's in four parts. And the second part, Free for All, starts with 2.5 minutes of just you.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the unaccompanied setting for the bass is nice because you really get to hear the nuances of the instrument. And it's a very different setting, I think, to play in as a soloist. And certainly I try to give myself a few moments in the music every now and then where I can do that.
Is the role of the bass player different for you as a bass player in this bigger group than it was for you in the quintet?
I think I have more responsibilities in certain ways to be supportive to the big band. You know, it does require, I think, a little more direct, obvious ways of supporting the music. In the small group, it's very mobile and fluid, and the bass can switch roles with other instruments very quickly. And certainly the whole rhythm section has a different sense of responsibility. It is the quintet rhythm section, and one of the things I wanted to do was keep the fluidity that we have in the small group and transfer that to the big group. But within certain parameters, you do need to take a little more responsibility to support the weight of the band.
You composed all of the songs on this CD, except for one, Mental Images, and this was composed by your trombonist, Robin Eubanks. What was it like then to hand off the composing duties to another member of this ensemble?
Well, certainly in Robin's case, it was a great pleasure because Robin is a wonderfully creative composer as well as trombonist and has contributed material also to the small band, to the quintet. He understands certainly the approach. I mean, we've played together first, I think, in 1985, 1986. So, you know, it was very easy. He wrote something which was different to anything I would write, and so it gives this sort of other element to the music, but at the same time, it's right in tune with the concept of the band and what we're trying to do with it.
You won Downbeat Magazine Reader's Poll 2004 for Best Big Band. That was just one of the five awards that you had. 2005, new CD, new recording for the big band. New label, your label. Hmm. First of all, why? I mean, how long have you wanted to do this, and why now?
Well, it's funny, you know, we announced this a few months ago, and shortly after I got an email from somebody who'd interviewed me on the radio in 1972, and he said, I went back to the interview and I found a spot where you were talking about the fact you sometime really wanted to start your own label.
1972,
yeah. The reason for it is, of course, more creative control and ownership of the products. When I decided to start the company, I was ready to really go with the internet and, you know, do separate lease arrangements for different territories, but it just worked out wonderfully and we're very happy.
The Dave Holland Big Band's new recording is called Overtime on Dave Holland's new independent label, Dare 2 Records. Bassist and band leader Dave Holland joined us from New York. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you very much.
You can hear three full cuts from Overtime at our website, npr.org.